Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, skies are clear over Jerusalem and the temperature is comfortably mild, making it a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv is experiencing a warm night, ideal for a late stroll along the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's deputy chief has criticized a Lebanon-Israel deal and calling it a humiliation for the nation and its army. This statement came earlier this hour during an address marking the anniversary of the Second Lebanon War. Also, the Jerusalem Post indicates that Israel is awaiting U.S. approval for an operation in southern Lebanon. Reports from earlier today suggest continued Israeli strikes in the region, including artillery fire. Also this hour, Walla reveals that British journalist Piers Morgan has once again attacked Prime Minister Netanyahu. Morgan criticized his recent statement about Britain potentially becoming the first Islamic republic with nuclear weapons. Separately, Maariv reports that the Houthis have escalated their attacks near Bab al-Mandab. They launched a combined offensive involving drones and missiles aimed at Yemen's port of Mocha this afternoon. And finally, from Israel Hayom, a key figure in Hamas's operations in southern Gaza was killed in an airstrike. The individual was responsible for training militants and orchestrating attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Richard Kemp, a commentator on defense matters, posted just minutes ago about the passing of Elliot Franks, a noted photographer who documented anti-Semitic demonstrations. Andrew Fox, who frequently comments on Middle Eastern politics, expressed criticism of unspecified individuals, calling them hypocrites in a post from earlier today. From Al Arabiya English, a report came in earlier about Houthi militants attacking Yemen's Mocha port, leading to a facility explosion. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the criticism from Hezbollah's deputy chief, Naim Qassam. He condemned the recent Lebanon-Israel agreement, accusing Lebanese authorities of compromising the nation's dignity. This statement, reported by the Times of Israel, underscores ongoing tensions between Hezbollah and the Lebanese government. The implications for regional stability remain concerning as Hezbollah continues to assert its influence. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post notes that Israel's military engagement in the area is pending U.S. approval. The operation aims to seize a strategic ridge following recent artillery strikes. This move could potentially alter the balance of power in the region, depending on the international response. Meanwhile, Piers Morgan's remarks about Netanyahu, highlighted by Walla, add fuel to ongoing controversies surrounding the Israeli leader. The journalist's sharp comments reflect enduring international scrutiny over Netanyahu's policies and statements. This could further impact Israel's diplomatic relations with the UK. In Yemen, the Houthis' assault near Bab al-Mandab is a significant escalation. Maariv reports that the use of drones and missiles marks a bold move against the port of Mocha. This attack threatens maritime security in one of the world's key shipping lanes, with potential global economic repercussions. Finally, the elimination of a Hamas commander, reported by Israel Hayom, signifies a critical blow to the group's activities in southern Gaza. The targeted airstrike against Hadifa Khaled Suleiman Qawra disrupts ongoing militant operations. This development could temporarily hinder Hamas' ability to launch attacks, but may also provoke retaliatory actions. On the economic front, first, Tech reports that BrainsWay's valuation has soared, driven by its advanced treatments for brain disorders. The company posted record revenues and adjusted its financial outlook for the better, signaling strong growth prospects. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Israel's Savings for Every Child initiative reached deposits totaling 25.4 billion shekels. However, the report highlights a lack of parental involvement in these savings plans, which could affect future financial literacy. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, two hospitality giants, Almog and Para, have joined forces to create a national company. The new entity, Tomiverse, aims to consolidate their hotel operations, potentially transforming the Israeli hospitality landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.